let's step back into the studio exactly 1 year from music by right, Next so to the Tracks.
A song called God's Breathing Arc, and it's on our Caballo de Lumbre EP. And the song is kind of about trying to deal with bigotry, racism, sexism, all the other isms. So yeah, this is a tune called God's Breathing Arc. So this is a song called Luna Mia from the same EP, and this tune is just kind of a tribute to beauty, especially women. It's a tune called Luna Mia.
You on the run, let me just stare. You don't have to move, you could just be there. Don't strike a pose, don't strike a pose. You hold that look so fine, woman. Even when you don't try, you shine. Maker only knows, must have taken his time on you. Hey.
do. I do Earth for sure, right?
Yeah. Hold on.
Okay, so this is a song called Earth, and I guess this song's about Earth. Finding your place on Earth, I suppose.
I don't know if I should be saying welcome or welcome back. We're here with Next to the Tracks. You've just been listening to them. Next to the Tracks are Christian Talamantes, guitar and lead vocals, Johnny Bang on bass and vocals, and Todd Seelau on percussion and vocals. Yeah, welcome back. You are now an Albuquerque band. you're living here now, and this is your base, but We've got to cover a lot of ground because you have covered a hell of a lot of ground in a year and a half, 2 years. Get us from El Paso to Albuquerque. It doesn't sound that far, but I understand it was a bit of a roundabout trip there.
Yeah, the band originally formed in El Paso, Texas, and it was me and a few other guys, and you know, it took a process to kind of, you know, get the right drummer. Eventually, I met Todd, and so then it was me, Todd, and two other guys. We started playing kind of regionally, and then Todd actually ended up moving to Albuquerque and started playing in another band with Johnny for a while. And so then what happened after that, Todd?
And then our bass player had some other things going on.
Yeah.
And so we played without a bass player for a while. We were a three-piece with two guitars and drums for a while. And then I said, oh, I've been, you know, playing. I grew up with this bass player, and we've been played in lots of bands together for a long time. And introduced them to Johnny. And then we were a great four-piece family for a little while.
Then what we were doing is we would actually play El Paso and Albuquerque and kind of bounce back and forth. And he would actually drive down to El Paso to rehearse. But you know, we weren't going at it obviously as hard as we are now. And so one of the things that happens like with our previous bass player and with our other guitarist is that, you know, you find yourself wanting to go out on the road more, and it gets more difficult for certain mm-hmm. people, you know.
It's difficult on time, it's difficult on money, it's difficult on your families. You have to create a network of the venues to go to and the support system to go to. This is keeping a lot of people from even doing regional tours, much less further tours. So, you know, you've got to spill some secrets. How did you do it? You scaled down. Okay, I understand that because Todd, as we're hearing tonight, he's playing a single drum, a djembe, and you're playing acoustic. You could all three of you be playing acoustic, although Johnny Bang is his bass is electrified for this performance. So you can travel very light, but still, how did you do it?
Yeah, and actually the first leg of the tour, we took your drum kit, right?
Yeah.
So we actually were playing with a drum kit as a four-piece and then even as a three-piece for a little while. And then we kind of realized that the djembe gave us, you know, a little bit of a unique sound and gave us the ability to play smaller venues when we wanted to. So that way we didn't need to turn down shows, you know, and say, well, we're too electric or too loud for this show. But as far as getting on the road, you know, I think, honestly, it's just figuring out a way to do it, right? I mean, it hasn't been easy.
Yeah. It's a lot of, like, just kind of trial and error. You know, you have this picture in your mind, oh, this is how it's going to be. We're going to be in this city on this night, in this venue. But you're walking into situations that you have no idea what it's going to be like. And I remember, as far as, like, the sound goes, a lot of, you know, things happen that are just like, well, I never thought that this would be, you know, the way the sound came about. One time we were playing in Denver, and Todd was playing his djembe, but he also added a snare and a hi-hat to it. And someone walked into the back from the back of the club and said, I thought that was a full drum kit you guys were playing. What is this? And we were like, oh, this is really cool. You know, this is like a great sound.
So Todd, you were at that point almost improvising your setup.
Yeah, well, I was trying stuff out. We were in a creative mode at that point in time because we were trying to try different things and see what works for different rooms. And we still do that now, but we know we played so many rooms and so many crowds that we know what's probably going to work the best. But at that point, we were trying things to see what would work well for different crowds and in different rooms, different sizes, and things like that. And so. And that's how kind of trial and error worked a lot.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
figuring it out and asking how do we make this happen rather than, well, can we do this or can't we? We just always, I think we started asking different questions, and that got us on the road.
I think, yeah, being adaptable, like, you know, one of the things that our band does, I think that most bands, I mean, I've heard that other bands camp. But when we first started, I mean, we're very influenced by, you know, the wilderness, the Southwest. That's a huge part of what we do. So we did the whole first, like, basically the whole Western U.S.
Yeah.
And we camped. And, I mean, not like in an RV, but in tents, you know. And so that helped us a lot because it was having, you know, the ability to just say, well, we're going to cook for ourselves. We're going to sleep in tents. We're going to, you know, do whatever it takes to stay on the road. It was inspiring in a way because it's something that we all loved anyway, but at the same time, you know, just being willing, you know, to do that, I think is part of what, you know, helped us get on the road. And then now, you know, we're picking up better shows, and obviously
you can have a bed in the shower once in a while.
Exactly. Well, and a lot of help from people too. You know, we couch surf, we meet a lot of people that that are very cool and just kind of host us, but we love to camp, and so that helped us a lot, you know, and that's still something that we try to do. And it's a lot harder in places like New York City or Los Angeles than it is in like Wyoming or Idaho, but we still do it when we can.
And some of the best nights of sleep we've gotten, I think, are with a sleeping bag underneath us, a canopy of stars above us, and a fire right next to us.
Yeah, it's true. Like it does in some ways, it can be more relaxing because it's you setting up your kind of home base as opposed to constantly being at like the mercy of other people and hoping that other people are going to help you. And so we just decided to just kind of take things into our own hands and just figure out a way to make it happen. Yeah.
And you know, all of the legends of the, I watched Spinal Tap again last week, you know, all of the legends of what the road can do and the boredom of the road and the hotel and cable TV and what else are you going to do but ruin yourself? You're out in the stars. You've got none of that to begin with. So who needs drugs when you have that? I suppose.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, that's true. I mean, it's definitely it's kind of like what you were talking about before. It definitely gives you a lot of stuff to write about, you know, more interesting stuff to write about other than just, you know, we're on the road in a tour bus. And
the hotel rooms that everybody can relate to.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, you're back in the homecoming show has already happened, or it's happening tonight, I guess, by the time people hear this.
Okay.
But this is going to be the base. Albuquerque is going to be the base, but you have two major projects already underway. One of them is a regional tour, right?
Yeah, correct.
Okay, so you've been through – I mean, first of all, this L.A. to New York, Denver, Idaho. I don't know if you got to Hawaii and Canada.
No,
but
no,
you
those
covered
are the
a lot
only
of
places we did. Yeah, we didn't get to.
So for some people, it's really hard to even imagine hitting the Southwest, going Colorado, New Mexico, Arizona, Texas. Mm-hmm. You're just going to just fire that off.
Well, now that we've done it and we've already done the whole U.S., it's a lot easier for us to pick shows up. So we already have, you know, stuff booked at places that we've either played before or that kind of heard of us because of, you know, whatever kind of press we've gotten and whatever other shows we've done. So that makes it a lot easier. And we're kind of treating the regional tour as kind of like our break because we're going to get to be close to home and you know, we can go play Colorado and then come right back to New Mexico, or go play Texas and come right back. And then eventually, you know, start going further out again.
Mm-hmm.
You never fold.
Yeah, talk about it.
Hashtag name drop. Hashtag name drop, yeah. I feel like we haven't played this song in a while, though. Okay, so this is a song called Never Fold, and we actually have a video on YouTube for this song, and it was produced by – the video was produced by Polly Perrette of NCIS, you know, the CBS television program. And it's kind of a tribute to a friend of hers that died. He was a vet who was homeless, and he lost his life in Hollywood a couple of years back. And so she wanted to commemorate that. And so we did a video for this song, a song called Never Fold.
Little brother of mine, this world's a broken promise. But fight. so wet. Very bitter souls and could have been.
Recorded live in our own Studio C acoustic next to the tracks. They were and are Christian Talamantes, vocals and guitar, Todd Seelow, drums, backing vocals, and Johnny Bang on bass and backing vocals.